Good morning, Dr. Mitch.
Good morning to you.
How are you today?
More importantly, how are you?
I'm fine. Just a man cold.
I understand how that can
just
happen.
Just a man cold.
Yeah. There is a lot, actually, by the way. There's a lot of gastro, what we used to call stomach flu, going around. Mm-hmm. So please, people, take care. And yeah, there are a lot of, I'll just call them colds. The other thing people may not be aware of is that there's an outbreak, a resurgence of whooping cough. Bordetella pertussis, a bacterial infection,
really?
Mainly in southern Ontario right now, but we're seeing cases go up across Canada. And this is not much of an illness necessarily if you're older, but the danger is for little kids and for pregnant women. So one of the things that happened as a result of our certain disease that we were handling for the last couple of years badly is that people aren't up to date with their immunizations. So if you haven't been vaccinated, you're going to be around pregnant women or around kids, look into it. And it's easily treated with antibiotics, but you'd like to avoid getting sick in the first place.
I got a listener question here. Please ask Dr. Mitch about hand, foot, and mouth disease. It's going around in daycares and
always.
Kindergartens, apparently.
Yeah, it's always around.
Really?
Viral illness. Knock on wood, not usually dangerous. But yeah, it's a virus. It runs its course. It's easily, very, very easily transmissible. Kids can have a bit of a fever, be flushed, not feel very well. The key thing with any of these illnesses is that the kid is able to stay hydrated. So the most important thing is make certain that they're able to drink, even if they don't feel like eating. And if at any point they look listless, aren't responding as they would normally, not eating as they would normally, they really do need to be seen by a healthcare professional.
How long have you been doing this, Dr. Mitch?
Giving bad answers.
No. How long you been a doctor in this system?
Oh, come on, really?
No, I'm asking you.
My license is dated 1980. We'll
okay.
just leave it that.
All right.
Okay?
So how many healthcare reforms have you heard about since then? I'm just wondering what your thoughts on this latest one.
What I tell people is don't get worked up in the details here. It's not going to affect you and me and most people for the foreseeable near future. Worry about taking care of yourself. Worry about navigating the system as it is right now. Eventually, will these changes influence us? I don't know. To be honest with you, as you were alluding to, we've been through so many different reforms. And at the end of the day, I think the major problem with any reform is that they come out of left field. Right? Oh my God, we're going to shake up the healthcare system. Why didn't he just reach out to the unions, to the people affected, the different categories, the patients themselves, the physicians, the specialists, the GPs, the omnipraticiens, the different unions? Why not sit down with everybody and just work together rather than imposing a 1,100 articles over 300 page monster on people. I think at the end of the day, the real issue is the whole attitude of our bureaucracy, how they think they have all the answers and they're just going to impose it and we're just going to meekly go around. So I'm not going to worry about these reforms. I'm not going to worry what they actually mean. I'm going to worry about taking care of people on a day-to-day basis, make certain people have the information they need to take care of themselves. Hopefully some good will come of this. But I think the attitude is the real issue here. You're not here to shake up the healthcare system. Who the heck do you think you are? Why aren't you working with everybody together to make things better? And I think that's the real issue at the end of the day.
How are things at the hospital these days?
No comment.
Okay.
I refuse to answer on the grounds that anything I say can get me into more trouble than I already am.
All right. Dr. Mitch, thank you.
Have a great one.
You too. Dr. Mitch Shulman.